I think we would all agree that Mamma Mia at Her Madge just a few weeks ago was sensational. Guess what? We have got more good news on the live theatre front in Ballarat, and it might sound a little like this.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo Figaro. Magnifico!
And I think we know how the rest goes. Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm sure we'll hear it in We Will Rock You. Ballarat Lyric Theatre putting it on from July 15. The stars of the show are Monty Wilson and Vanessa Belser. Monty, Vanessa, welcome.
Thanks
for having us.
How good is that music?
Amazing. Incredible.
Do you get that kind of chill going up your spine when you hear it?
Oh, every time.
Yeah.
You can't not listen to enough of it. Yeah. Even with the amount we've been rehearsing and everything. It is incredible music.
Let's talk about the music a little bit more later on. Vanessa, people would know you as Miss Belser from Black Hill Primary, but also one of the stars of Miss Saigon. That was a great show.
It was a great show. A little while ago now, so it's nice to be back treading the boards again.
Were you one of those tragic sort of singing and dancing kids? Have you been doing this thing forever?
Yeah, absolutely. As a kid, I did a lot of dancing and then probably only got into theatre in the last decade or so, but it's been pretty consistent. So.
How are you judging being a primary school teacher and starring in this musical?
Well, I'm on school holidays at the moment, Brett,
okay,
so that's pretty handy.
Yeah.
But, just good time management.
Typical teacher,
that's
I suppose.
Right,
you
exactly.
Can ask a busy person to get it done. They absolutely will. So what character do you play, Vanessa?
I'm playing Scaramouche. She's pretty sassy and savage at times. She's a bit of an outcast, so she's just looking for somebody to love and, a path.
You're not being typecast there, I hope.
A little bit.
Monty, your CV, very impressive. Before the pandemic hit, you were going to be doing Jersey Boys in the UK. I guess that's obviously still a disappointment for you.
Oh, a little bit. But you can't really get past doing this, playing in We Will Rock You at Her Madge in Ballarat. I mean, what an opportunity and just awesome to be actually doing something as an artist. I'm very, very fortunate to be cast in this show and to be in Ballarat.
Yeah, good to be looking forward, hey?
Absolutely.
And tell us about your cruise line work as well. That sounds like it's taken you to some amazing places around the planet.
Yeah, so I did the world cruise on Cunard's Queen Elizabeth ship for 6 months, just over 6 months, and that was incredible. Went from Southampton, England, all the way through past South Africa, and even did a tour of my own home country and saw all the parts of Australia that I've never seen before.
Isn't that amazing?
One
of the benefits of that gig, hey? Singing around the world.
Absolutely.
Now you play Galileo, so what sort of relationship do you have with Scaramouche, Vanessa?
Well, it's I'd say it's a very intense relationship.
Intense?
Absolutely. I think Scaramouche catches Galileo completely off guard at the start. You know, he thinks he's the only one that is an outsider on the eye planet, but he's not alone. And he very quickly starts falling for Scaramouche, which is probably he didn't intend that at the start, but it gradually progresses along the show, and they start to form a very both intense and tight relationship, but can also be very edgy at times.
Okay, looking forward to seeing it. I haven't seen this show, so I'm very much looking forward to getting to Her Madge. Hey, Vanessa, you guys took a pretty special trip to Bendigo not that long ago to meet whom?
We went and met Ben Elton. He was doing a gig down there. So the cast that Bendigo is also doing, We Will Rock You. So the cast of Bendigo and our cast got to meet him, have a chat, talk about the show, the script, lots of inside information, which was really cool.
Yeah, this is a guy that wrote The Young Ones.
Yep.
I mean, what an absolute comedy legend. What was he like?
He was really down to earth. He was really welcoming. He was He had lots to discuss. He's obviously rewritten the show so many times. He knows it and directed it. He knows it inside out. So he had lots of tips for us, which is really cool. And, yeah, it was lovely. And there was a lot of fangirling from some of our production team as well. It was great.
And, of course, Ben wrote the show with Queen. That's why the music features so prominently. Can I ask each of you for a favourite Queen number? I know it's like choosing your favourite kids, but is there one that stands out to each of you?
I actually like Under Pressure.
Yeah.
The momentum of that song. I would say that, and also just one particular line, which is the very ending of the show with Anyway the Wind Blows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like it encapsulates everything that's happened. And people can interpret that line however they like in the audience, but I feel like that is probably the most critical line in all the show.
Favourite song for you, Vanessa?
I am a Bohemian Rhapsody tragic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I fortunately get to sing Somebody to Love.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah, they're my two faves.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant songs. This show is set in the future, is that correct?
Yeah. Long in the future.
300 years.
Okay, so I can imagine some pretty outlandish outfits.
Oh, yeah. Think the Jetsons, you know, that sort of like Futurama sort of costuming, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Vanessa, ticket sales, are they going well or is the public a little bit apprehensive since lockdown 4.0?
I think we kicked off really, really well, Brett. Everyone's just really excited to get back into the theatre. Mamma Mia gave Ballarat a really great vibe again, so I think people jumped on board pretty quickly. Plus, Queen music, you can't go wrong. But there's always lots of great seats left, and we're still selling right up to the very end. So
okay,
pop onto hermaj.com and grab your tickets.
Was this show actually chosen to make us feel good at the back end of the pandemic? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think so. They had another show in the works for this year, but lots of things sort of happened. So We Will Rock You was chosen, and it's, given everyone a really good boost. Yeah. So great way to get bums back in seats.
Well done to President Whitehead and
Absolutely.
Co. What an inspired choice. Monty, do we know what the capacity at Her Maj is at this point in time? I know it's a bit of a moving feast.
Yeah, so a lot depends on what they do in Melbourne. I think at the moment we're at 75, and we're hoping that in the next week or so, we'll be at that 100 mark so that everybody can have an opportunity to see the show. But as Vanessa's already stated, seats are going so quickly at the moment.
Isn't that great?
If it stays at 75, you better go get it now, because otherwise, even if it gets to 100, you may not be able to get a seat. So,
Can the season be extended? You know, if we stay at 75%, can we add a few shows, or are we kind of locked into the schedule and Her Maj?
No, there's definitely a possibility of adding at least another show.
Wow, okay.
If necessary.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Vanessa, you know Her Maj well. It's just an amazing theatre, isn't
Beautiful.
It?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Monty, as a newbie to Ballarat, have you stepped on stage yet?
I haven't even ventured into the...
Oh,
I know.
You?
I've actually been trying to sneak in a couple of times.
Security!
Yeah, but I haven't been able to... The doors have been locked to the past the foyer area.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting for that amazing moment of seeing the stage.
We bump in on the weekend, Brett, so hopefully Monty gets a little sneak peek then.
What are the sets like, do we know?
Incredible.
We know.
Yeah. Okay, you're not going to reveal a whole lot, but they go all right?
They are great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely. I think they've done such an amazing job of the backgrounds, the sets, the technicalities of the show. It's really going to make it, I think, like just the most incredible show.
Yeah.
And everyone in Ballarat should get around it.
Because it's set in the future, it needs to be pretty specky, so there'll be lots of great lights and things going on as well.
It's amazing. We've got this Gold Rush Theatre of Her Majesty's with this musical set in the future. It's a bit of a yin and yang going on there, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Eh? Yeah.
Yep.
Goodness
History
gracious.
And future.
Yeah. Well, absolutely looking forward to this show. We do have Mike Whitehead on the program next week, so we'll check in with him and see what's been going on in the background. But guys, as they say in the biz, break a leg. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. I'm really looking forward to seeing We Will Rock You opens July 15 at Ballarat's beautiful Her Majesty's Theatre. Monty Wilson, Vanessa Belsar, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today.
Thank you
very much.